Well, that's quite new. That's new.
Yeah, it's brand new.
It's brand new.
French-Canadian couple Cécile Bastin and Sylvain Côté are touring a vacant townhouse in central Phoenix with their realtor. Canadians flocked to the Phoenix area in recent years when home prices plummeted and there was a glut of homes on the market. Canadians lead the pack of foreign buyers here by far. They bought 15,000 homes in the past 4 years here, according to the Information Market, a firm that analyzes real estate data.
There's a lot of shaggy carpets around here.
Bastin and Côté are looking for a winter vacation home.
Or someplace where we can easily access and we can just put our feet up, enjoy the weather, eat outside, and say, oh, they're under 10 feet of snow up there in Canada.
Tucked into the Senate immigration bill are two provisions to give couples like Bastin and Côté even more flexibility for spending time in the U.S. when they hit the age of 55. One allows Canadians who own or rent property here to visit for 8 months, up from the current six-month maximum. Another grants foreigners from any country three-year renewable visas if they invest $500,000 in cash in real estate and come with their own health insurance.
It will allow me to enjoy the property in the U.S. much more than I currently do.
John Ryan is Canadian and a part-time Arizonan.
Well, currently I have five properties in Phoenix, one a personal property and four investment rental properties.
We reached Ryan by phone at his primary residence in British Columbia. He's just a couple years shy of the 55-year-old age requirement. He likes the idea of a retirement visa for property owners like him.
And certainly will be a boon to the local economy because the Canadians will be down purchasing retirement homes and everything that goes along with that, furniture, food, meals, restaurants, entertainment.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer first introduced something similar to this idea in 2011 at a time when the housing market was overrun with vacant homes. Here he is promoting it back then on CNBC.
There are loads of people who would like to live here. Loads of people who would like to live here. This is a way of letting them live here and helping solve our housing crisis.
Schumer is now a member of the Gang of Eight senators that drafted the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill. He also backs giving Canadian snowbirds extended visits. The Canadian Snowbird Association, which has registered lobbyists in D.C., says they worked closely with Schumer's office to get the provision included in the bill. They aren't the only foreign group singled out for special privileges either. The massive legislation has deals for Irish and South Korean workers.
In terms of the political and policy discussion, many of these things are flying under the radar.
Ron Hira is a public policy professor at the Rochester Institute of Technology.
It's almost like stealth immigration policy where you've got these smaller bits, or what seem to be smaller bits, and individually they seem maybe not to have a major impact, but collectively they would have a significant impact.
Both retiree provisions were probably included in the legislation because they promise potential economic benefits. But Michael Orr of Arizona State University's W.P. Carey School of Business says encouraging foreign real estate sales may not be needed in places like Phoenix at the moment.
The Canadians did a great job buying lots of homes just when nobody else was very interested, and we're very grateful to them for that. But now everybody's active in the market.
So much so, it's getting tough for locals to buy homes in Phoenix.
And there just aren't enough homes to go around.
Creating immigration incentives for foreign buyers could make the housing market even more competitive. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block.